Yadayim, chapter 2, Mishnah 2, Natal es harishonim lemakom echad. If one pours the first pouring of water over his hands in one place. Now here we're talking about where it's less than a revis of water. So he pours the first bit of water onto his hands, and that's less than a revis. Now according to everybody, that water is going to be impure. Okay? And he does it in place A. The es hashnim lemakom acher. Then he moves to another place, and he pours a second pouring of water over his hands. And that second pouring of water falls in a different place. And then the nafal kikal shel truma al harishonim, a truma loaf, falls where the first water was. Tame. So that water is impure, and the bread that therefore touches that water is now going to be impure. Valashnim, but if the loaf of bread falls where the second water was, so the second water is pure, and therefore tahor, and then the loaf of bread will also be pure if it falls where the second water is. Natal es harishonim ves hashnim lemakom echad, but if he pours the first and the second water in the same spot, so the first and the second waters get mixed up, nafakika shel truma, and then a loaf of truma bread falls there, tameh, so the loaf of truma bread will now be impure, meaning that the second water cleans his hand, but it doesn't purify the first water that's come off his hand. That first water remains impure. Natal es harishonim, if he washes his hands the first washing, the nimtza al yadayim kisam, and then he finds a splinter on his hand. So he pours the first water on it, and then there's like a splinter or tsror or a stone. He finds like something stuck on his hand over there. Yadav tmar, so his hands will remain impure, says the Mishnah. She'ein hamayim achronim mitaharin ela hamayim she'al gabei hayad, because the second water that he's going to pour on will only clean off and purify the first water that's on his hand, not the water that's on the stone or the splinter. So he has to make sure that his hand is clear in that case over there. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, he says, kol shu mibrias hamayim tahor. If it's any water creature that's on his hand, the water creature will also be purified by the water that's poured on. Interesting thing. So he brings an example of a water creature like a gnat, some sort of gnat. But he brings over here that the locha does not follow Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel.